Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
In his 13 seasons as a Patriot, four-time Pro Bowler Stanley Morgan was one of the most dangerous deep threats of his or any generation, averaging more than 19 yards a catch en route to a team record 10,000-plus career receiving yards and 67 touchdown catches. This week, as Morgan returned to Foxborough, I had a chance to sit down with a Patriots Hall of Famer.
Stanley, 27 years since your last game as a Patriot, now in retirement, but still very active. Grandfather of four. How's life treating you in Memphis?
Treating me pretty good. I like it. I like being a grandfather right now. So with the kids call and ask for Popeye, it makes my day.
Going back to the early days of your career, how important was it to go against Claiborne, Haynes, and guys of that ilk day after day in practice?
I tell you, it made me a better receiver, number one. And going into the games, it was a lot easier.
What do you think you could have done had there been more of an accent on the passing game?
I don't even want to think about it. I don't think about it. But you're right. We had one of the strongest running games. If we won big games back then, it was because we ran the football well. So there was games that I played in where we didn't have a pass call. So it's not like it is today. And I would love to see what I could do with a Brady today in this offense.
Now, Ron Borges, a longtime football writer and someone, of course, very familiar with the Hall of Fame voting process in Canton, has actually lobbied for your consideration. He believes the case should be made for you. What do you think about that case?
I get disappointed sometimes because I look at some of the receivers that are in the Hall of Fame, and I look at their numbers compared to my numbers, and the only difference is that they played on a great team and were in the Super Bowl quite a bit, and we didn't get there except for one time. So, and I've always thought that the Hall of Fame should be about what you did as an individual on that team. It disappointed me.
With regards to the career numbers, the touchdown catches that you had, being the all-time leader in this franchise's history, you look at what you did, and now you see what a guy like Rob Gronkowski is on the verge of doing. He's only a couple of touchdowns behind you. That's right. On the leaderboard, both in total touchdowns and touchdown receptions. What do you make of this big guy with his athleticism? Do you ever marvel at him when you watch him play?
Oh, he's unbelievable. And I've always loved Russ Francis. I thought Russ was probably one of the best tight ends that I've seen. And I think Rob is right there. I think Rob is huge. And I think there's nobody that can cover that guy.
And what's your message for him when he ultimately breaks that record?
Oh, congratulations. If somebody's going to break it, I'm glad it's him.
You played all those seasons with the Patriots, but your final campaign was with the Colts. Any regrets about finishing your career outside of New England?
Oh, yeah, I do. I really do. I think about that, and I wish I could go back and change that. I wish I'd have finished my career here. Mr. Kraft has done a great job, and he's done a great job in bringing the old guys back and not letting us fall to the wayside, I guess. I think of myself as a Patriot, always will.